CEOs get a reprieve. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Swiss voters have rejected a ballot measure that would have required companies to limit executive salaries to no more than 12 times as much as their lowest paid workers. It would have meant that the CEO of Nestle, the Swiss food conglomerate, whose lowest paid employees make about $53,000 a year, would have seen his annual salary drop from $13.8 million to $636,000. Still a nice salary, but a pay cut of 95%. But he can relax. That's not going to happen. The official results are in, and the pay cap lost with a no vote of over 65%. Even sympathetic Swiss executives wanted no part of the additional bureaucracy.
In our company, we have a 1-2-5 rule. We prefer to invest to create new products, not into bureaucracy, in accounting department, etc.
However, the Swiss are not entirely against controlling paychecks. Last March, voters easily passed a measure giving ordinary shareholders a say in what CEOs make, and activist Daniel Straub has managed to get another measure on the Swiss ballot to raise the national minimum wage to about $2,800 a month.
Imagine you're being born and society tells you, welcome, you will be cared for. That's a whole different atmosphere.
Of course, the minimum wage in Switzerland is already about $2,400 a month. Plus, the Swiss government already provides education expenses, retirement, 14 weeks paid parental leave. Plus, I'll bet if you like your doctor, you can keep your doctor. And they have that delicious chocolate. What in the world are the Swiss complaining about? Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.